Hello, and you are welcome for listening to the Packers pregame podcast. It is week 3. I am one of your hosts, Mike, and with me, as always, my co-host, Bill, aka Big Willie.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. It's such a great day. It's game day.
It's game day. Mm-hmm. I have been waiting for this game for a long time. Before we get into that, we move forward, I just want to let you guys know we're going to do a game preview. We are going to have our Very Much Alive celebrity prediction. Some of you will know who this person is. We're going to break some curses with the New Orleans Saints. We are going to do a staple of the program, our drinking game. And we are going to finish off with a Lane Wearavee and Mary LeCarron show and things to remember if the Packers lose, even though they won't lose, because you're listening to the Packers pregame podcast. You're welcome. Now, the Packers are 2-0, and Bill, if I'm not wrong, we've done 2 Packers pregame podcasts.
That would be the math checks out on my end.
Once again, the Packers have never lost. And that's because when we do a podcast, because this is a podcast for those who want to know, who already know why and how, they want to know when, where, and what. Bill, we got Packers Saints Sunday night in the Superdome. Does Aaron Rodgers have the cleanest jersey in football right now?
He does. And I think that's because he hasn't gotten sacked.
That is because I'm pretty sure he has. I mean, he's gotten sacked twice, right? He has not gotten touched. The offensive line looks great. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at this game specifically. Anything you're looking for other than the big W?
Oh, Mike, I'm glad you asked. Because you do this every week, all right? You ask me things that I'm looking for and things that I want to see, and I gotta be honest with you, I don't understand the GD thing I'm looking at, okay? I don't understand routes, I don't understand coverages, I don't understand formations, none of it. I am a dumb fan, and I am masquerading as someone who knows more than they do, okay? It's like, I see these tweets from Nagler and Bukowski, and they love to talk about things like personnel, 11 personnel, 12 personnel, 21 personnel. You know what I think when I hear the phrase 12 personnel? I'm like, yeah, well, that's Aaron Rodgers' number, so I hope he's part of the play. Because if he's not, it means he's sick, dead, or giving the ball away, and I don't like any of those options, okay? So next time you ask me what we're looking for out there, I'm just throwing that question right back at you.
All right, totally fair. I have a couple things I want to talk about then. I feel like there is one group of people who the gay movement has had a lot of momentum, right? Mm-hmm. Women's rights, a lot of momentum. There are two sets of people that have not had a lot of momentum. One of them are short people.
Okay.
The other are fat people.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, and this is the perfect example.
I would love for you to explain because I'm very confused.
Sean Payton and Mike McCarthy are the same coach in terms of record. Yeah. In fact, Mike McCarthy might be a little bit better. It's just that Mike McCarthy has had a lot more Friday night pizzas than Sean Payton.
Well, see, here's the thing. Sean Payton could have a lot of Friday night pizzas, but Sean Payton also has an Adderall addiction. So, keeps the weight off.
That's true. That's true. But really, when you look at what those two coaches have done, it's like they're the same thing.
Arguably, Big Mike is a better coach.
That's right.
Just looking at results, not saying he's like
Sean Payton's still there.
Right.
So I'm just confused. Go ahead.
I just want to get into this a little bit. You know? So, Super Bowl's even at 1. Okay. They both got 1, right? Remember when the Packers won the NFC 4 years in a row, the NFC North?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the Saints were doing that.
No, they weren't. There was like a 4 year stretch where they were 8-8 or 7-9, missed the playoffs.
Yeah. Right. Drew Brees is putting up volume stats. He's you know what? I'm saying it right here. Drew Brees, system quarterback.
Agreed.
He's a compiler.
He is a compiler. You know what just dawned on me?
What?
I really think the thing that may have saved Sean Payton's job is Bountygate. You get a 2-year relief. 1 year you're not coaching. Mm-hmm. The second year you're trying to get everything back to be organized, and you go 7-9 right. and 7-9.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You ain't wrong, right, hey, man. So, preach it.
Bill, I know that you are gonna always toss specific questions back at me now that we've heard your grievances, but I have been getting a couple texts from you this week.
Okay.
Talking about Drew Brees' noodle arm. So Drew what's Brees going does on? Have
well,
go ahead.
So again, like I said, I'm a casual fan. I'm a dumb fan masquerading as someone smarter than they really are.
You're a truth teller.
I am a truth teller. That has not changed. And that is that being a truth teller is independent of my level of knowledge when it comes to the game of football.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you. So basically, the Saints, what was the game they won? Like the one against the Falcons? Is that the one? Or no. I don't even know who it was. Their last game they played last week. It doesn't matter. You're right. It does not matter.
The Raiders, they lost to the Raiders.
That's right. They lost big to the Raiders. And by the way, John Gruden, good contract. Just got to get that in there.
Good contract. Agreed. Yeah. Squatted on that take.
Yep. For years, literally years, I've squatted on that take. but no, I was reading a lot of things and they were saying after that game, Drew Brees, noodle arm. So here I am. I'm repeating it. Drew Brees got a noodle arm.
Agreed. You're like Jesus's disciples.
I am.
So you have written down here that Big Z has circled this game for months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about that, so inform me.
Good. Well, good, because I do. That's why I wrote it. So this is from this happened right after Drew Brees kind of said he just kind of like said the quiet part out loud. I don't know if you remember that.
Talking I do about the anthem and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So basically, when he made his comments about the anthem and kneeling and all that, and then
which we have no comments on because we don't talk politics.
Right. Yeah. I'm not taking sides. I'm not saying he's either right or wrong here or there. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying he made his comments, and then afterwards, Za'Darius Smith took a picture of the game, like circled in red, and posted it on his Instagram.
Oh.
So he's been ready.
Look out! Look out! Yeah. We're gonna have our own bounty gate.
And little here's a little game plan thing. So if Rashawn plays, you know what that means? That means Big Z's coming off the edge. So look out for that. Yeah.
So a couple of things here that I want to talk about with Davante Adams being a game time decision, which one thing is Davante Adams starting to become an injury prone player? That's question number one.
People are asking.
Question number two.
Okay.
If we think MVS is fast on Lambeau Field, how fast is he going to be on turf?
Boy, I mean that's like when your car gets better mileage in the city or highway than in the city?
Yes, it really is. I am expecting multiple shot plays. I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie The Replacements?
Nope.
Okay. So, anyways, there is a guy Clifford Franklin, and he is so fast that no one can guard him. But he can't catch the ball.
Ooh. Oh, so he's like Ted Ginn Jr.
He's like MVS. And the thing is that I believe that if we put MVS on turf, those wheels spin a little bit faster. And I'm expecting two long touchdowns to MVS today.
Okay.
Tonight.
I'll take it. Yeah, like I said, so no Michael Thomas for the Saints, which is big.
That's true. That's big.
And Devontae's a game time decision.
Peter Bukowski told me all week, the Packers were 6-0 without Davante Adams. So maybe we're a better team without Davante Adams. Think about that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, disregard that was a different season entirely. Hey, man.
I just listened to Peter preach, man.
Hey, we're just telling the truth out here, okay?
That's right.
There's no sustenance to what we're doing.
And then the last thing, do we know, are there going to be fans there tonight?
From what I understand.
Because they've been flip-flopping like a Republican talking about the Supreme Court. We don't do politics here.
You don't have to politics.
They've been flip-flopping on fans.
Do you understand the toll that 3 vasectomies has as a man? Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
That's what they've been doing about fans. So do we know, are they going to have fans?
As far as I know... oh, man. I'm sorry. I just got heartbreaking news from ESPN. The Red Sox announced that Ron Renicki will not return in 2021.
Hate to see that.
Hate to see it. Oh, Ron Renicki. Brewer legend.
Anyway.
Oh, well. Who cares? As far as I know, there will not be any fans.
Okay, so then we're fine, because the Saints without fans. The Aints.
Mm-hmm. The Aints.
So, I'm not worried about it at all.
Not at all. The Saints without fans, it's like Samson without his hair, right?
Exactly. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's like Donald Trump without Mitch McConnell. Oh, we don't do politics.
We don't do politics. And the last thing, as we talked about last week, Aaron Rodgers is back.
So back.
He is so back.
He is, like, if you have a meter of how back he is, all the way.
All the way back. He's all the way back. All that bleep that Aaron Nagler was talking last year can shove it. Aaron Rodgers all the way back.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter.
We are moving on to our Cheesehead of the Week. Bill, our Cheesehead of the Week is someone who acted like a real cheesehead. Someone who made a mistake.
Buddy, did he ever.
Absolutely. Bill, tell the people about the Cheesehead of the Week.
It's a bit of a continuation from our first Cheesehead of the Week?
It was our first Cheesehead of the Week, yep.
This Cheesehead of the Week award goes to the entire Cincinnati Reds organization.
Congratulations, entire Reds organization.
Yes. Yes. So we all know back like 2 months ago now when old Thom Brenneman used that term that he shouldn't have used on air. Yeah, the other F word. The shorter one.
The F word that gets you fired.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they both can, but like the one of them definitely will. Well, so here's the thing. You say it'll get you fired. So here's the thing. Yeah, you say it'll get you fired, except in this case, it didn't. Thom used a word he shouldn't have, and then they pulled him off. They yanked him off air like an old vaudeville play. Like the big hook comes from the side and yanks him by the neck. That's basically what they did to him. And then you didn't hear anything for 2 months. And then it's like, and then he stepped down. And it's like, wait, what do you mean he stepped down? Like, he still had a job? It's like, oh yeah, they just kind of let it go, and then it was just like Friday news dump. I'm leaving. It's like,
yep, yep. Oh, and on behalf of the Reds, because I'm a giant Reds fan, I would like to apologize to all of the people for the fact that it took this, and there is a high drive to left field by Castellanos. But we would like to apologize to the people for us taking too long.
I'm a primetime player. I came through when it counted and got my second TV. I got one for my living room now and one for my bedroom. So.
All right, we're going to move on to our very much alive celebrity prediction. Bill is one of the best, if not the best. Well, he says that he's not someone who understands football to the level of someone like, say, Peter Butkowski or Aaron Nagler. He does know how to get people on the podcast. We have guests that other people wouldn't even dream about asking. I don't know how he does it. I'm not going to ask. But this week, for our very much alive celebrity prediction, we have on the one, the only, you know him, Buckwheat Zdeko. Bill.
Whoa. You're talking buckwheat, about the buckwheat?
The buckwheat Zdeko. For those of you who don't know, Buckwheat Zdeko is an accomplished and famous accordionist. He is known for playing the accordion.
Very well.
He's the best one to walk the earth. And the fact that we got him on this podcast, wow. Wow. So, welcome, Buckwheat. First question that I have for you. Growing up in New Orleans when you did, and with the name Buckwheat, how did you feel about the Little Rascals creating a character named after you? Because obviously it was named after you. I mean, you're Buckwheat.
Good question. I said, hey, good
looking. Good to know. All right. I understand. Go ahead, Bill.
I guess this one is maybe a little more of an obvious question, but what drew you to the accordion? Because it's not the most well-known of instruments. I would put it, you know, I would say it's solidly a, well, I don't want to put it in tears.
It's like around like the harmonica.
Sure.
It's not very popular. A bagpipe.
Sure. But if you know it really well, it's very impressive.
Absolutely. So,
I just want to know how you settled on that instrument of all the other ones. Okay, that's a very interesting answer.
Makes a lot of sense. My last question for you, Buckwheat. Do you want me to call you Mr. Buckwheat? Okay. Mr. Buckwheat, my last question for you is, have you ever decided to use the accordion to play on top of a rooftop during Mardi Gras, and what were the results? Yes. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Bill, any other questions?
Yeah, just real quick before we get you out of here, we ask this to all of our guests every week. Just quick score prediction from you. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? Give me some numbers. Wow, okay. That's wow. All right.
Didn't expect that. Mm-mm. Thank you, Buckwheat. Hopefully we'll have you on again, maybe.
Thank you.
Do you really need two? I mean, can I have one?
If you come over and watch some movies with me.
All right, we are moving on to our 2020 segment, because the Packers, every time they've lost in the playoffs, it's been because of a curse. It hasn't been because of play. It hasn't been because of Mike McCarthy. It hasn't been because of Aaron Rodgers. It hasn't been because of the defense. It hasn't been because of an onside kick that we dropped. It's all been curses. So when we go into the playoffs this year, we are going to have zero curses. None. Zip. Zero. Right, Bill?
Nada.
Nada.
Zilch.
And so, we are going to apologize to the Saints and try to break some curses for things that we've done in the past. I'm going to start out by apologizing to the entire city of New Orleans for that time that Randall Cobb, in his rookie year, returned a kick 108 yards for a touchdown. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Bill, do you have anything you want to apologize for?
I do, actually. I want to apologize on behalf of, I would assume it's your GM, or maybe your owner. I don't know who's ever running your draft room, because you guys traded us a first round pick so that you could draft Michael Davenport, and that let us draft Jaire Alexander.
Yeah.
One of those guys is on his way to being an all pro cornerback. The other guy, hasn't done a lot, and, not a great pick, especially when you have to trade up in the first round for him. So we're sorry for that.
We are sorry. I don't have anything else to apologize for. We haven't really done anything to them. We're sorry for things that have happened to you, but we didn't do them to you. Like things like the flag in the NFC Championship game, right? Things like the Minneapolis Miracle. But we didn't do those, so we're not going to apologize.
No. Right.
So, all right. Well, we're sorry, and good luck the rest of the year. I hope that this broke some curses for the Packers.
Did you just listen to that question I just answered? Okay, I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley, 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. The quarterback room is exactly where it needs to be.
We are moving on to an absolute staple of the program. It's our listener, hey Sam, favorite segment.
Remember Sam doesn't listen anymore?
Well, Sam doesn't listen anymore. So we literally have no listeners except for Jeremy when he tells us that we've made some mistakes that we will not repeat on air. Anyway.
So we're just talking to ourselves at this point.
Yes. We're talking to ourselves, and it's our favorite staple of the program. It is the drinking game, Bill. It's the drinking game. Do you want to hit them with the disclaimer?
I would. Actually, I think this is going to be a fun one. I think we alluded to it. Well, maybe we haven't alluded to it. Maybe we did. I don't know. Illusion? I don't know. Collusion? Uh-oh. Who knows?
Filibuster.
Bounty Gate. What's going on? No one knows. Anyway.
I have no idea. Anyways, back to it.
Us being the Packers, we're a representation of the Packers. I feel comfortable saying that.
We actually have been unofficially endorsed.
Yes, true. So as representatives of the Packers organization in the form of podcast and radio, we like to party. We like to have fun. We do the drinking game. Now, New Orleans, they got Mardi Gras. So we know that they like to party.
Yes.
Now we've got a meeting of the minds.
Yes.
We got a melding.
Yes.
I mean, this is basically like two big time party hard drinking fan bases coming together. This is going to be a wild ass drinking game, because you know what? This is one that you can actually do with your Saints friends or, you know, Saints fans.
We're inviting them. We're inviting them. We're a Big Ten podcast.
Yeah.
Come in.
Right. Yep. We are opening this is a broad tent.
Yes.
You know, we're inviting everyone in. And this is one where you can play it with your Saints friends or fans or family or whoever they are. And it's going to be fun for both.
So listen.
Because normally it's not fun for me.
For the Saints fans, because obviously our Packers fans already know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
For the Saints fans, Bill, there are two rules.
There are two rules. You're right. That's
what is the first?
I gotta. Well, the first rule is, you know, there are no rules. Have fun.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
Yep. There are no rules.
Yep. Now, the second rule is the most important rule. And that is when you are playing the drinking game, you are only allowed to use the highest proof grain alcohols that money can buy. And as I don't really have to tell this to Saints fans because they know, but if it's anything under than 180 proof, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Not real.
Right. Bill, I told you earlier, I'm drinking a seltzer, a basic hard seltzer right now. Does that count?
Oh, it's literally called bait.
Yes. Does that count?
No.
No, it doesn't count. But I'm not playing the drinking game. I'm not playing the drinking game. You need to be drinking 180 proof or higher. Because, Bill, what happens? What can you do with anything less than that?
You can give it to your dog. You can give it to your kids as a mouthwash.
Yep.
You can do whatever you want with it, but, you know,
absolutely.
You can't drink it.
Absolutely. 1-2-A, right? Rule 2-A, right? Still part of Rule 2,
okay.
Rule 2, because there's
all
only
right.
two rules, but it's a little second paragraph. Whenever, wherever. Saints fans, we do not stop drinking because we're doing things like being in church. This game is on Monday night, or Sunday night, right? You have work tomorrow.
Monday night. It's tonight.
You have Sunday night. It's Sunday night. You have work tomorrow, probably. Doesn't matter.
Ooh.
Drinking. Hangovers, not a thing.
Here's the cool thing about the drinking game, doing it during a pandemic/quarantine. Sunday scaries, are they gone?
They're gone. I haven't had Sunday scaries
in
weeks, months, years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wild.
I've been living in my own pandemic. All right, so I'm going to start us out. Drink every time the announcers remind you that Taysom Hill was a Packer on the Packers practice squad and now he's getting regular snaps for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I just remember this. Mike, I don't remember if I told you this. Actually, I know I did because I texted it to you. And I said that we could apologize for the Packers being continuously loud wrong about Taysom Hill and Jared Cook, and we both forgot about that and did something else.
We're going to send an apology back there. Yeah, we're sorry.
It's a good thing we're only listening to this, and it's just us.
Yep, that's right. All right, Bill, yours?
All right. Finish your drink when Alvin Kamara has a career day against our run defense.
So here's the thing, Bill. The Packers defense has been... I've actually had this theory. Do you remember the worst 15-1 team you've ever seen?
Of course.
That team...
It was worse than the worst 13-3 team I've ever seen.
Do you remember what happened in the offseason before that?
You're talking about when we won the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, but then between the offseason and the start of the next year, there was a lockout.
Oh, that's right.
So there was no preseason.
I forgot. Mm-hmm.
And the Packers' offense carried us to 15-1. And the Packers' defense gave up 40 points a game. And somehow we were 15-1.
True.
I feel like I'm looking at the same thing, man. The run defense has not changed. We give up 5-yard chunks.
Ooh. I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Is Mike Patton? Is he just Dom Capers without the rug?
And a little more weight, yes. So
scary.
Drink every time you see any stats about the Saints' record with Sean Payton and Drew Brees on Sunday night, or at home, or against undefeated teams, or against the Packers, or against a top 5 quarterback, or against on Sunday night football at 8:21 exactly on the kickoff. Whatever stats they throw at you that combine Sean Payton and Drew Brees, that is when you need to drink.
It's all fraudulent info.
It is. Fake news. Go ahead, Bill.
Drink every time they talk about Rodgers versus Brees, even though there's really not much to talk about.
So one time I showed up at a Minnesota bar with Jeremy McAtelly. It's the same night that I found you dressed up as a sandwich on Halloween.
It was a hamburger.
Okay. And there was someone in the bar trying to convince me that Drew Brees was better than Aaron Rodgers. What are we talking about? Get out of my face. So
that guy was clearly
when they compare the two, just understand that one, you have to drink, but two, there is no comparison.
It's true.
Drink every time an announcer uses the phrase, "It looked like you tried to turn up field before he actually had the football," when MVS drops a ball inevitably, because it's going to happen. My man turns up the field with the football, without the football, more than anyone else I know.
Yeah, he was getting ahead of the play.
He was. And Jay Sternberger, I don't know what the hell's going on there.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Bill.
Peter Bukowski does a lizard. Take a shot when the alien lizard goes off.
He's the alien lizard king. He... Mm-hmm. Once again, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers have turned an undrafted free agent into someone who you believe in. And... He may go off tonight. He may go off and just be ready to take a shot.
Just be ready to shoot him.
Take a shot every time.
Yep,
shoot him back. Yes.
yeah, not like shoot someone. Yeah, don't do that.
Take a shot
not
every
Saints fans.
Take a shot. Take a shot every time they talk about the arm strength of Drew Brees falling off. We've talked about it on the podcast. Trust me, Chris Collinsworth will make reference to it.
Don't forget your second point.
Oh, or if they bring up his age. Thank you. If they bring up his age,
yep.
He's in his 40s. He's trying the TB12 method. I don't know.
It's like that year that Peyton won a Super Bowl, except Peyton had like one of the best defenses of all time.
That's
and
right.
Drew Brees does not.
And Cam Newton wouldn't grab a fumble. Bill?
In Brady. take a shot at Equanimeous St. Brown and gets a catch.
So far this year, no one has had to take a drink.
Yeah, this one's going to pay dividends at some point, though.
It's a long-term investment. Finish your drink every time Aaron Jones puts on the glasses. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, buddy, do I ever. Can't wait. You know what? Actually, this is one that I hope I have to drink a lot on.
Yes.
You know why? Because it means we're scoring a lot of points.
Yes, sir. A. Jones.
Mm-hmm. A. Jones. All right, so last one. Let's finish your drink when the Packers start the season 3-0. Because you know they're starting the season 3-0.
Yes, sir.
They're not losing.
Yes, sir.
Because we're doing the podcast.
Yes, sir. Okay, on a side note.
Did I miss anything there?
You missed nothing in there. Nothing at all. 3-0. Book it. The fact that the Saints are 3.5-point favorites, seriously?
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. That's how they started the week.
Oh, I'm going on Bovada right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Because let me tell you. That parlay, that cash last week, I won some money.
What was the injury? My knee.
You're listening to 620 WTMJ, your flagship station for all things Brewers, Packers, Bucks, and Badgers. And the seventh caller today will get a chance to be the wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers this Sunday.
Hello, and you are listening to the Packers radio station. I am one of your hosts, Lane Werribee, and with me, as always, my co-host, my friend, Mary LaCara.
Yes!
We have talked quite a bit today about what we're looking at for the game on Sunday night versus the New Orleans Saints, but there's one thing that we're missing. And with Davante Adams marked as questionable, we are looking for our fifth wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. So, start your calls in, 786-456-4837, and we will bring you on. And if you are the seventh caller, you will be... Oh, we do have our seventh caller? All right, let's bring him in.
Oh, hey there. Lane, am I on? Am I on the air now?
Yes!
Oh, geez, okay, great. I guess I didn't really think I'd ever have the opportunity to put on the green and gold. I've had a lot of trouble around the farm this year with the low yield crop and the motor problems on my tractor, but my wife held a real great woman if you ever get the chance to meet her. She makes a meatloaf to die for. She's been after me to try and find another way to make a quick buck, but with this, I do feel like that Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch fella who got to play for the Eagles way back when we bleed the green and gold in this family, and I can't wait to get out there on this field Sunday yet. Oh gosh, I've always wanted to do this. Hold on. back to you, Lane and Mary.
Thank you, sir, and we are looking forward to seeing you dress up in the green and gold on Sunday night in New Orleans. Mary, anything else to add?
Yes!
Blair Walsh from 27 yards left hash. Snap good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up, and it is no good! He missed it! Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that!
And thank you, Lane and Mary. But we are moving on to our last staple of the program, things to remember if we lose, even though we won't lose because this is the Packers pregame podcast you're listening to. But if you are playing the drinking game with your Saints friends, we do have a couple things to remember if you're walking out the house and taking out. It's not going to happen, but you do need to have these in your back pocket like a nice little bag of tricks. I'm going to start out here. If we lose, remember that for some reason the Saints get all this credit for being a great organization and they haven't won anything more than the Green Bay Packers. In fact, they've gone to less playoff games and less conference championships and have the same amount of Super Bowls. They're the Spider-Man meme.
Mm-hmm.
If one of the Spider-Men had a noodle on.
And he does.
And he does. So, Bill?
He does. Okay, this one, pretty simple. I know it took me a while to think of it, but I think this is something we all agree on. Rodgers is, a billion times better than Drew Brees.
Absolutely. They're going to compare him tonight. They are not even on the same playing field. Aaron Rodgers is so much better than Drew Brees. I'm seeing here, Bill, I think you put around 15,000 to 20,000 greater than signs.
I did. And you know what I didn't put? I didn't put greater than or equal to, because they're not.
They're not. Another thing to remember, there's not going to be a hurricane tumbling towards us 4 to 5 times a year. It's just not going to happen. We're in Wisconsin.
Nope. There won't be. There will not be. So that's fun. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Okay. Thanks. So, another thing to remember, the Saints are a historically garbage franchise, and the only reason they're where they are now is because they got lucky on taking a chance on a QB with an arm injury.
That they did.
Although now it seems like now that arm injury's come back with a vengeance.
Yes. Yes, it is. They got very lucky that the Chargers drafted Phillip Rivers and decided to go with him, and they lucked upon Drew Brees.
Ooh, you know what else they got lucky?
What's that?
They got lucky that Dolphins head coach Nick Saban did not want to pick up Drew Brees for his team.
That's right. The next thing, everyone goes to Louisiana for this Mardi Gras, G-R-A-W. Like, that's the name of a person. And
who is this Mardi Gras?
I don't even
guy?
Know who
never,
it is. And I don't trust people named Mardi. And you know for sure that Mardi Gras is literally a Tuesday night in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's true.
Yeah. Right? It's just party. That's Mardi Gras.
So
man.
Have
that's
fun
Tuesday,
with Mardi Gras, but we just come to Green Bay on a Tuesday, you'll get the same thing.
Right. Alright. Another thing here. Our city isn't the birthplace of the man who arguably changed the course of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I am referring to one Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh! The grassy knoll.
Yeah.
Second bullet.
The second shooter.
Oh, it's the magic bullet. The second shooter.
This is a Zapruder film.
Ooh.
Is the Zapruder film in the original Spygate?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
The Saints call themselves, quote, Saints, yet they cheated. And the only reason they ever won a Super Bowl is because these Saints were out here trying to seriously injure people, including our beloved Brett Favre.
Interesting choice of words there. That's fine. No, I'm just... You know what else the Saints did? At least our owners didn't conspire with the Catholic Church to cover up abuse.
That's a great point. Wow, that is a fantastic point, Bill. Thank you.
Oof. Sorry, I had to
continue.
Say it. Okay. Fun fact about New Orleans. New Orleans, New Orleans, Nolens, what are we saying? Who knows?
Doesn't
Don't
matter.
Care. Voodoo was first introduced in the city, but even shaman magic can't make your team good.
Exactly. Cheating, shaman magic, covering up Catholic Church crimes. Can't make your team good. It doesn't matter what you try to do, you're gonna keep losing in the playoffs. Honestly, the two times that they've lost in the playoffs in the last 3 or 4 years, it says more about the city as a whole than it does about the team. Just like they don't deserve it.
Mm-mm.
And then lastly, seafood sucks. Stick to real food like beer and cheese.
Preach.
And that's it. That is your Packers pregame podcast. You are welcome for listening, even though no one is listening. We appreciate you listening. For those who accidentally stumbled across the podcast and made it all the way to the end, you are welcome. And we will see you next week when the Packers are 3-0.
Our job is done.
Hit them with the Go Pack.
Go Pack.